This is Metal Mike, and we got a great episode of the 80s Glam Metalcast here. We talk to the hard rock band Steel City. They've got an awesome new album out called Mach 2 on Paris Records. Now, I usually talk to just one person at a time, but this time I talk to the three members. Lead guitarist Mike Floros, vocalist Roy Caffey, who is also lead vocalist from Cold Sweat. And it takes us a little bit, but we finally get bassist Jason Cornwell on there as well, who played with the Eric Martin Band. We have a lot of fun, we laugh a lot, we talk a lot of rock. Check it out. So Mike and Roy, welcome to the 80s Glam Metalcast. How you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic, man. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, thanks for having us, my friend.
Well, you guys have a new killer album out, Steel City Mach 2 on Paris Records. What do you want to tell the listeners about this release?
Roy, you want to go ahead and start?
Got to take turns.
Hey, man, you know, this is your baby.
I'm putting the pressure on you, brother.
Mike's the mastermind of this whole thing. I'm just glad to be a part of it. You know, really happy with the way it turned out. The songs are great. The performances are great. You know, I got to know Mike a couple of years ago playing a festival in Illinois, and the stars aligned, and he asked me to do to be involved in it, and it turned out fantastic considering, you know, everyone's scattered throughout the country. You know, Mike's in Los Angeles. I think Jason goes between Los Angeles and Boston. BJ is in Boston. And I think the keyboard player is in New York somewhere, right? And I'm in North Carolina. So, you know, to be involved in a project with some great songs and melodies, and for him to give me the artistic levity to kind of move stuff around wherever I felt like it needed a little this and a little that, it went smooth, and the project just, it turned out fantastic. So I'm super stoked about it.
Yeah, I'd have to say the same. You know, I mean, it was really exciting because, you know, we had an entirely new lineup for Mach 2, and it was interesting, man, because, you know, coming out with it initially, you know, we had to, you know, we're finding new guys, DJ, Jason, you know, of course, Roy, and I had to sell these guys on the album, and that it would be something special. And sure enough, man, with everybody's contributions, it sure as hell turned out to be. I mean, it's really great. Glad to be on Paris Records. And, man, I can't say enough. You know, we know about the band. We know about Tony Stahl, Jason Cornwell, you know, BJ's Tampa, of course. Roy, who's sitting here talking with us now. But, you know, we kind of have to go and, you know, we have to talk about as well that, you know, the great job in production that Ty Sims and Eric Johnson did as well, man, because it just kicks ass. I mean, it's so crisp and beautiful. I'm digging it, man.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I noticed that too, you know, for an independent release. I mean, killer sound quality.
Well, Ty's been at this for years, man. And if you go back and you listen to some of the other bands that Ty produces, including, you know, House of Lords being one of them, his own band, Bombay Black, Tango Down, he's done the Wild America album. He's done so many, you know, different bands. He's just definitely got a style all of his own. And as a result, you know, he's refined it over the years. And to me, you know, guys like Ty Sims and, you know, Johnny Lima on the last record, these guys are kind of like, you know, every bit as good in my mind as, say, Mutt Lange or Lange or however you say his name.
Lange.
Thank you. You're a good man. Thank you so much.
Well, let's talk about, obviously, a little bit more about the guys in the band, because they're no strangers to the world of hard rock and heavy metal. Roy, obviously, lead singer of Cold Sweat, and you guys just did a show recently, right? Did some shows on the Monsters of Rock Cruise. How did that go?
Man, it was a fantastic experience. I mean, after, you know, not seeing those guys for close to 30 years to get the opportunity to reunite and play an event as prestigious as the Monsters of Rock Cruise, it was an honor and a privilege. And it went great, man. I mean, it's kind of, rekindled the spirit of us wanting to play together again. So, you know, we're in discussions of doing a couple of things. So it was a fantastic experience, man. It's really cool.
And then BJ, obviously he's played with House of Lords, Dokken, Obsession. I mean, there's probably more that I'm missing, right?
Yeah, BJ has played with quite a few bands, and you know, he's the cosmic pro, man. He just shows up, does his thing, and just kicks ass. When we were doing these, I sent these guys the demos initially, and then once we had to finalize the guitar tracks in, they were, you know, of course, they were cut out, sent to BJ for his drums. I remember when Roy got those back, he was just like, man, wow, these things are just, these drums are just kicking ass. And he's a pleasure to be around, great guy to talk to.
But I got to tell you guys, I'm really digging this album. I've been listening to it a lot. It definitely has that late 80s, early 90s melodic rock vibe. Is that kind of what you're shooting for with this?
Absolutely. We don't try to hide the fact that this is the music that we grew up on. This is music that's kind of ingrained in our blood. Infused would probably be a better word. But we don't try to hide that, man. We really love that style of music. We love playing it. We hope that, there's still just, with the production, that there's somewhat of a modern feel, that it feels fresh and it feels new, and just kind of gives a vibe to people that, that kind of brings them back to where they were, when they were younger folks.
There's one song that I can't ever get out of my head on this one. Or there's a lot of them, but the one that really I can't get out of my head is Dead Men. That is so catchy, that song.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Roy really brought that one home, man. It sounds really cool live, too. We had a good time playing that last year.
What's the story behind that song?
Mike, what's the story behind that song?
Oh, wow, we're going to go there. Okay, well, quite honestly, that song was written, I'm getting messages from Jason about what's the password. Isn't it on there? Let me answer this, and then I'll try to take care of that. The song itself is about, it's a breakup song, man. Everybody's been there. You've been that guy where, or the girl, depends on your, which part of the relationship you're in. But you've been there where you meet somebody new, somebody exciting, somebody that's, they rock your world, man. And you think just, this is it. This person's awesome. I'm crazy about it. And what you don't know as you're waiting for the other shoe to drop is, pretty much you're the next guy up, you're the guy after the guy. And so while you're sitting there feeling all kind of warm and fuzzy, and that person is too, then all of a sudden, boom, you're done. You're falling into the black. You're a dead man. That's what the song is about.
Hey, wait a minute. This is about a relationship?
Yeah.
I thought it was about fucking pirates. God damn it, man.
Hey, well, I'll just tell you this much. You thought I Cry was about women, and it's about a guitar.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I thought you binge-watched the entire Pirates of the Caribbean series, and it inspired you.
It's about Captain Jack Sparrow. There it is.
I was just coming from the wrong place on that song. I'm glad it turned out.
That's all right.
Roy, what you got some favorites that you want to discuss on this album? What do you say?
Well, that's one of the very cool things about this release is the fact that there's truly a little bit of something for everyone. All of the songs have a different flavor. They're all, of course, tied together sonically, and it sounds like the same band. But there's a lot of variety on the record as far as like the styles of the 80s, late 80s, early 90s genre. That's what I like about the record. I'm the B-side kind of guy. I'm the one that always likes the ones that nobody normally think about, but I dig stuff like Spotlight.
Yeah.
I love Down to One. A Little Love is a great track. Still Close to Your Heart is a great song. The biggest thing that I'm proud about on the record is, I think that Mike presented me with some great material to work with, and I was able to transcribe what he was kind of going for on the originals, and I kind of put my thing to it. And vocally, I feel like just about every song has like a holy fuck moment. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's Jason. I see Jason. I see him down there.
There he is.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
The mystery man has arrived.
Sorry.
No worries.
But yeah, I think I love the fact that every one of the songs have a different flavor to it, and there's some really cool points for me on it. So,
well, Jason, we got to get you in, man. Welcome. You got a favorite song that you'd like to talk about? Some songs on the album that really mean a lot to you, or what do you say?
I mean, the song "Tell No Tales." I love playing that song. It's got a great hook. I really like the rhythm part on it. It's fun to play. And it kind of reminds me of, you know, some stuff, you know, from my hometown, which is Boston. It's kind of got that kind of groove feel, kind of like, you know, like a Nuno Betancourt kind of thing going on there. So that's one of my favorites to play, I think.
Yeah, I like that one too.
The song I love playing the most, absolutely, is Give It Back. And the reason why is because I really love the beginning. I love the musicality of it. Roy's just laughing again. he knows why. But, yeah, because just a little backstory. Give It Back is probably my favorite song, like I said, favorite song to play. And I was telling Roy as we were, you know, waiting on the daily mixes and waiting on the final mix, I said, you know, son of a bitch, I guarantee Give It Back is going to be the last damn song we get. And sure enough, last song I got was Give It Back. Waiting, you know, with bated breath for that song. But I love it because the opening's killer. You know, it starts out with, you know, just the rhythm section with DJ and Jason. And, you know, then we come in and we get to do like a little duo together, Jason and I, and it's just kind of badass. A lot of fun in that. Roy kind of gets to cut loose. It has definitely a Van Halen vibe. It's almost like symphonic Van Halen once Tony comes in with his keyboards.
Yeah, and I really enjoy it too, you know, because it's got like the Sheehan Gilbert kind of thing, or like the Sheehan Vi kind of thing in the beginning.
Yeah, that's why I love that song. And Down to One, as you know, these guys know, that was pretty much an open love letter to my wife. So that's what probably, as far as meaning, it's probably my favorite song.
Well, let's talk about some of the playing on this album. We'll start with Roy. I mean, Roy, your vocals, holy crap, man, you haven't missed a beat from 30 years ago. What the hell's going on?
Well, you know, Mike, I think it's attributing to my good, clean living of playing rock shows my whole life. And you know, I've been very fortunate. I've really tried to take care of myself. I've always been a bit of a gym rat, and I try and eat right. And I realized a long time ago that if you wanted the longevity and wanted to be able to do this for an extended period of time, especially at the level that I sing at, which is a lot of high end and, you know, a lot of hard rock metal type vocalists. It was one of those things where I just made my mind up. I wasn't going to smoke cigarettes and drink a lot of hard liquor and do as, you know, lines of cocaine and strippers' asses like I could have back in the day. I kind of, you know, limit the amount of, you know, limit the debauchery, and you know, I've been fortunate enough to hold on to my pipes through the years. So I really like singing, man. You know, I've always kind of taken it as something very serious, and I almost like trained for it in a lot of ways. So I'm lucky that I've held on to my pipes through the years.
Yeah, definitely.
We're lucky you held on your pipes through the years. You got some badass.
No, it definitely sounds great, man. How about Jason? Well, let's talk about the bass on this album. The bass is pretty up in the front. I mean, it's not buried like in a lot of hard rock releases. What do you want to say about that, Jay?
I mean, for me, this has been like a really good fit. I'm not going to like throw my resume and stuff, but yeah, I toured with Eric Martin for about 6 or 7 years. So I was always kind of used to doing all that fun Sheehan stuff. It's kind of in me to kind of be a little bit out front. I've always been, you know, a good showman. I'm all about that, but I'm also about the technical end of things as well. So when Mike approached me and he showed me the songs and the parts, and I was just like, yeah, let's make this happen. I love the technicality of the music and the great hooks, and you know, the fact that the bass is present, you know, not to be long-winded, but, you know, even talking with, you know, other people that I've played this for, the bass tone that we got here came out great, and it fits in really well. So I'm happy to be in that position and be, in, you know, be side by side with these guys, be a little bit up front. It's always kind of, it's tough when you got a great bass line and it's just not heard. You know, I remember having this discussion with, you know, one of my people's biggest influences, you know, Sheehan, and like why he left, you know, Daily Roth Band was because when they did the Skyscraper record, he had these great bass parts, and I've heard the original mixes, and they basically just hid the thing because they wanted it to make such a commercial record because they got brought in a different producer. And, you know, it kind of ruined the whole feel of it. So in this, getting back to this, sorry, long story short, I'm just really happy the way that the bass is placed and the whole recording, the way it came out.
Definitely. Mike, how about the guitar? The guitar is obviously very prevalent. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I put a lot of work into the guitars on this album, man, because, you know, new lineup, you've got a guy that's toured with Eric Martin. You've got the lead singer, Cold Sweat, you know, DJ Zampa, you know, as you mentioned, House of Lords. That can be intimidating. And if you've ever heard some of the stuff that Tony Stahl has done on the Livesay albums, that guy is one hell of a player. And, you know, when even, you know, if I'm, you know, quote unquote, the writer of the songs, still that lineup is formidable, and you better be on top of your A game if these guys are coming in. So, I busted my ass on this album. Hopefully it shows. And, it was just, but it's such a fun thing to, you know, just to play the songs, to play the guitar, man. I look forward to it every day. And, can't wait to get out and play live dates with these guys. More of them.
Yes.
Is that the plan, kind of, once the, you know, the COVID thing hopefully very soon goes away or dies out? Is that the thoughts, to get out there and play some shows?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, man. We were very fortunate, I think, and it had a lot with to sign with Bradley Entertainment. We signed with, you know, with booking agent. I think we were very fortunate for that to happen to us. I think a lot of that has to do with us being on Paris Records. And, you know, just with the exposure that we're getting and you know, the quality of the songs. Bradley had some stuff planned for us, you know, he was working on some stuff for us, he and Don Hahn, who's our handler, so to speak, before all this COVID stuff happened, and all that stuff, no matter how hard we were working on it, has been put on hold. The good news is, you know, we've got some stuff in the works for afterwards as well. So yeah, our goal is at some point just to get out there and play our asses off, man. We can't wait. I know these guys are excited about it. So we're just going to put our nose to the grindstone and just go after some gigs right after this is all done.
So now there is another Steel City album called Fortress, and I did poke around a little bit and listen to that. I noticed there's a killer version of Back on the Streets by Vinnie Vincent. Are you a Vinnie Vincent fan, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I get teased about that quite a bit for some strange reason. I don't know why. I think he's a great guitar player. But truthfully, the reason why I chose that song over other songs is because not only am I a Vinnie Vincent fan, I'm a huge John Norm fan. John Norm is probably, you know, like every guitar player has his guitar idol. Every singer has the, you know, the guy they look up to, bass player, whatever. Same thing, you know. Jason, like you said, he's got Sheehan. That's his guy. For me, my guy is John Norm. I love that dude. And, you know, it's due to the fact that he played that song on his first album, Total Control, and it's on Vinnie Vincent's album. It was kind of like paying homage to both guys. If you listen to the song, too, it's like the middle solo is kind of like more or less like Norm-esque, and then the ending solo was more or less like I tried to go a little bit more Vinnie Vincent. I guess trying to, again, pay homage to both guys' styles as well, if that makes any sense.
It does, man, and they're both, it's a great song, and those guys are both awesome. So, Roy, we didn't really talk about your influences, man. Who are some of your vocal heroes?
Oh, man, you know, that's an interesting question. You know, I'm more of a metal kid. You know, I grew up, cut my teeth on the classics of, you know, Black Sabbath and old Van Halen and, you know, AC/DC, and you know, as I you know, went from screaming to singing, I went into the Iron Maidens and the Judas Priests and the Queensrÿches, and you know, I love the texture of Doug Pinnock of King's X, and you know, I love Miles Kennedy. You know, I can go on and on and on. There's just a tremendous amount of vocalists that I admire. I love David Coverdale. You know, I mean, for me, as someone that I would like to consider, you know, I like to consider myself a singer guy, you know, and I love different aspects of people's voices. So I can appreciate the guys that could scream their balls off. I can appreciate the guys that have that bluesy, raspy talking like Doug of King's X. And I could love the guys that could still hit the high notes, you know? So, my palette is broad as far as like favorite singers and everything, because I got to admit, I stole something from all of them.
You know what? I was about to say that, Roy. And I have to, you know, let me preface this by saying, you know, Roy is definitely his own style. You know, he's got his own thing, and what he brings to the table is immense. But when you listen to things that Roy's done, whether it's been on the Cold Sweat record, on the Fifth, on Steel City, you can hear all of those things. It's like, oh, I can hear a little Coverdale there. I can hear some Doug Pinnock. You can hear, you know, all of those little influences coming in here and there that kind of make up, you know, Roy singing and who Roy is. And my favorite one, Roy, is the one you didn't mention. You know his name.
Yeah.
You hit a couple of us. You know what I'm talking about. Brad Delp, dude. Don't step on my Brad Delp note.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, I mean, Mike, I don't know if you know or not, but I stumbled into a little project. I do a Boston tribute band.
Oh, nice.
That's based out of Phoenix, Arizona. They're called Don't Look Back, the Boston Experience. And I've done about four shows with them. Scheduling is kind of wacky, of course, with me being in other things. But let me tell you something, man. You know, growing up, I heard a lot of Boston, but I never listened to it. And then when I accepted the gig, because, you know, it was a pretty good gig, I had to learn how to sing all that shit. And then I realized, oh, what the fuck am I going to do? It definitely broadened me as a singer. And it taught me a different technique, and you know, so I got to throw Delp in there as well. He's a son of a bitch, man. Holy shit! So
yeah.
There you
What's the best way for people to buy this album?
The best way for people to buy it? Well, we've got a few different ways. You know, you can cash is always good. Cash is king, as they say. But there's so many different ways you can, and I'll mention them now. You can always go to, of course, shopsteelcityband.com. We've got the album for sale through the band website, and every album that we put out, you know, through the band, we put out send a guitar pick and a sticker in there just as a way of saying thank you. We kind of figured, you know, let's make it like a Kiss album. When you open the Kiss album, you get a little surprise.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can go to steelcityband.com or shopsteelcityband.com. You can go to parisrecords.com/steelcity. You'd find us there. And then, just depending on where you are in the world, you can go to wow. That's www.wowhd.com. And you just pick from the drop-down menu whatever country you're in, and you can buy the album there. And the cool thing about going through them, that's our international distributor, is you get free shipping through them, too. So, there you go.
Sweet. Why don't we go around the horn one more time in closing? You guys just give your final thoughts, anything you want to say to your fans out there. Mike, you're on. Why don't you start?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who supported Steel City past and present, everybody who's been in the band past and present. You know, without you guys, we just wouldn't be doing what we're doing, and we're really appreciative of all the love that we've received on social media, live, you know, playing live. It's been a great experience. We can't wait to get out and see some of you guys again, you know, in the near future here once all this craziness ends. And again, I just want to say thank you to my bandmates as well. It's been a great experience so far.
Jason, final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to say this interview is wonderful. I just want to thank everybody for supporting us. And I mean,
yeah, thank you, Mike. Sorry. budget.
And thank the, you know, the other guys in the band so much. I mean, we've really kind of, you know, united in this whole thing. We've all been in touch, and, you know, social media has been great, and the CD's been, you know, people have been buying the CD. So I want to thank the fans and the rest of my bandmates and whatnot, and just everybody for hanging strong out there.
Awesome. How about you, Roy?
Well, man, all I can say is I'm really looking forward to the future with Steel City. Love all the guys in the band, super great guys, and it's been a top-notch professional situation from the beginning. I think that the fans are really going to enjoy this record. They're really going to enjoy the band live because everybody is seasoned pros. So, you know, if you get to see us live, it's a great show. The songs are great, and the individual playing is great. So biggest thing is just everybody be safe, be healthy out there. We're going to be on the road soon, and pick up the CD and keep that music in your heart. And thanks for having us on, Mike. We really appreciate the invite this morning.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Like I said, I'll be posting this on my Twitter, on YouTube, and I just wish you guys all well. Stay healthy and stay safe out there.
Thank you, man.
Thanks. Right back at you.
Take care, guys. That was great talking with the guys from Steel City. We'll put some links of their music in the description below. You all be well and rock on!